What's up, work advisors? I'm your fearless host, Brad. I'm bringing it today. I am bringing you a conversation on December 26th. Yes, we have a great conversation today with Lisa Marie. If you don't know her, she is Made by Lisa. You can find her on Instagram, so please follow her. She is a freelance illustrator. Yeah, freelance illustrator and graphic designer. She has done work for Adobe, Home Depot, Patagonia, Kawasaki, Carhartt, the Chicago Bears. She's done a little bit of everything. She's from Chicago. So, yeah, I got a story about Chicago. So, my son and I were in Chicago June. I was in Chicago in June, and I was driving a big box truck because I was moving some stuff. Backed into a car, into a truck in a parking lot. Now, I had one of two things I could do at this moment. I could drive away because it's Chicago, or I could leave a note. So I wanted to set a good example for my kid. I left a note. He's like, I can't leave you leaving a note. And I'm like, I'm going to leave a note. So I left a note, and the guy called me or texted me a few hours later, and he said, thank you so much for leaving a note. So my last experience in Chicago cost me because I didn't have the right insurance on that rental to cover it. So, yep, they hemmed your host, Brad, up. They gave me some advice. Get insurance. So if you listen to this, make sure you get full coverage when you're driving a U-Haul or a budget truck, anything like that. Get full coverage. Before we get to Lisa, though, and I want you to get full coverage on your box truck, also, I want you to leave reviews. Leave a nice review for work advice on iTunes and Spotify. More reviews, the better. And we don't like crappy reviews around here. You can follow us on Instagram, work advice for me. You can email the show, workadviceforme@gmail.com. Would like to hear from you. I do have a question. Our question of the day comes from Sarah in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Sarah, you must be a cheesehead. I've been to Green Bay. They have a restaurant right across from Lambeau that has quite possibly the best cheeseburger I've ever eaten in my life with cheese curds. It is a heart attack waiting to happen, but it is so good. I love that restaurant. It's right across the street. If you ever get a chance, go to Lambeau if you've never been to Green Bay. Sarah writes, Brad, what is your favorite thing to do in Chicago? That is easy, Sarah. I love to eat. Eating deep dish pizza is fun. I took my son. He got it to experience it. Lou Malnati's. You have to eat Lou Malnati's. But yeah, that's what I like. I like to eat in Chicago. It's a good place to sightsee and also a good place to get robbed. So you have to be on alert at all times so you don't become a statistic. Every work advice listener that's been to Chicago, play it safe when you go there. Stay where there's a lot of people and don't get robbed. With that being said, we are not going to rob you here at Work Advice. We are going to give you a conversation you will be thinking about when it ends. Let's get to our conversation with Lisa Marie. Okay, Lisa, what has been your biggest success up to this point?
Yeah, well, it's funny. I feel like success is kind of a funny word because there's obviously different definitions of success based on what people value most. But I think for me, it was very important to prove myself to my family, actually, because I definitely didn't grow up in a home of artists. Yeah, I think my family probably thought a lot of this was a pipe dream for a while. So I think one of the kind of game changer projects that I had was when I worked for the Chicago Bears back in 2020. So I'm from Chicago, family's from Chicago. So working for the Bears, that was just kind of like a dream project. And I think that's when it kind of all clicked, especially with my dad. He was like, never more proud of me. So that was really cool. But yeah, I would say that was a success mostly because, I think it just kind of helped my family see that I was a serious artist and this was real.
Your fam? Did you come? So you did not come from a family of artists, right?
Not at all. No.
And it took working for the Bears. What did you do for the Bears specifically?
Yeah. So So I'll kind of give you a background. I guess I grew up a little bit more, just like a typical, like, you know, more traditional work environment with just a really like hard work ethic. So with the Bears, it was 2020. And so obviously everything was closed down. And so I got a call from a big advertisement agency out in New York that asked to bring me on board to help. Basically, the NFL wanted to have a social media engagement for the football game, since obviously you couldn't be there in person. So the sponsor, it was PNC Bank and the Chicago Bears. So they hired me to basically create a ton of different animated GIFs for social media so that the fans and the team could all use them like while posting about the games throughout the season. And yeah, it was cool. It got nominated for an award in the advertising world. So that was like pretty cool too. It did really well. And it was really fun because I'm obviously a Bears fan. So that was crazy even seeing the players using them, and I got to meet some of the players, so that was awesome.
How often did you see your work on social media when you would just scroll it?
With that project specifically?
Yes.
Or just
because you said it was on social media, right?
Yeah, it was. So, it kind of, like, depends on, because, like, I don't always, like, it was on a lot of people's stories, so you wouldn't necessarily see it if you didn't follow everyone, mm-hmm. but I think it got used. I should look up the stat. It did like way better than projected. And I want to say there was like, I don't want to say the wrong number because this is being recorded, but I think it had like 85 million impressions.
Wow. That's incredible. Wow.
Yeah. Million. Yeah.
Sheesh. You also answered a question I was going to ask you. Is it a Giphy or a Jiffy? I've always wondered that.
Giphy.
It's a Giphy. Okay, good. Well, you solved a problem that I've had in my head for a long time. Thank you.
Yeah. No, and you know what? I think everyone kind of goes back and forth. At least I say Giphy or GIF or whatever. Yeah.
I like those. They're funny. You can find some real funny ones online.
Totally.
In my opinion. So when you came to your parents and you said, I want to be an artist, what was their, were you nervous or were you just like, I'm just going to do this and just trust me, I have a vision, I have a dream, and I'm going to crush it?
Yeah, actually, I didn't do that route. I didn't go to an art school because that wasn't exactly an option. So I went to just a regular school, but I ended up actually getting a degree in graphic design still, because I thought it sounded a little bit more like businessy and professional and whatnot. So, and then I worked as a graphic designer at a corporation after college for a while. And but in the meantime, I think by my sophomore year of college, I had started freelancing on the side. And I had started not only just doing graphic design, but illustrations. So that was when it clicked that, people will pay me literally just to draw things. And, so I started doing a lot of work for like magazines and whatnot. So by the time I had made the move to go full time freelance, I had already had, I think it was like 3.5 years under my belt of freelancing on the side. So everything was like extremely strategic and nothing was like on a whim. It was like, hey, I already have clients. And even I think at that time I had like a bigger client in the outdoor industry, like locked in. And so it was like, okay, I'm going to make this jump and do this. But it still was kind of like, what? You can't, work for yourself and all that. But it was a very calculated process over many, many years. And then even when I did make that move, everything was like very strategic. And that's why I actually encourage a lot of other people to do that are looking into getting into freelancing full time. I always say don't jump into it. Just like full stop, like actually try it out while you have another job and build your clients and work out all the kinks and then go full time.
How did you start selling your work when you decided to freelance? Like, what was your main avenue of selling what you do to major corporations?
Yeah. So I think in the beginning I tried everything, which again is something I definitely recommend. See what you like. Now I have a much more specific types of things that I offer. But in the beginning, I mean, I tried, you know, selling my own merchandise. Like I would sell cards and prints and stuff like that. I also would get hired by companies to create stuff for them. And then I would have like licensing and royalty fees for them. So for example, I worked with Parks Project, which is a big company in the outdoor industry that sells stuff at like REI. And I mean, I think even like Urban Outfitters has them and stuff like that. And so I made a coloring book for them and t-shirts and hats and hoodies and all of that. So anytime something of mine that I made for them would sell, I would get paid for that based off of royalties. And then I've also done like the flat rate fees. So people would come up to me and ask for typically merchandise design. And then I would just kind of give them a flat rate quote and make money that way as well.
So how do you handle curveballs now opposed to when you were younger? And setbacks?
I think for curveballs, I think I mostly have just probably a little bit more of a level head with them. They don't always affect me as much, which I'm thankful for. I think I've learned that, especially if, depending on the type of curveball, right? Sometimes it's good to, you know, take a little break and walk away from the computer and go for a walk and kind of, you know, regather my head, like a 10-minute walk sometimes when you're really stressed out or, you know, something's going wrong with a client, it can just kind of like regather your thoughts and then you're able to handle the situation better. But if it's a curveball with like, if work is slow or something, I'm a lot more, again, like strategic, I guess, with, I always recommend doing like personal projects to kind of keep my creativity flowing. And I recommend that a lot to a lot of younger artists. That also helps, helps you develop your style. I'll reach out to past clients and build my portfolio and just kind of keep putting myself out there. So I try not to get like too precious about my work or, you know, just try to keep putting yourself out there and keep going. And at the end of the day, I'm like so grateful for being able to even do what I do, that it's so motivating to like give it everything I got and you know, kind of check my ego at the door, because it's like, I know so many people that want to be able to do something that they love, and I feel really, really grateful that I do this. So that I think also helps me just like push through any hard times and hopefully stay humble in it. And yeah.
What I love finding this answer out from creative types. What's your process like when you sit down to design or illustrate?
Yeah, so I have learned that, I mean, even though a lot of the work I end up, like the final touches are usually all on, whether like on the screen, whether it's my computer or iPad, I always always start with a regular pencil and paper. And I find that the work that I do that starts like analog is a million times better than just starting on a screen. So I like to sketch it by hand. Usually, yeah, just like a simple pencil, piece of paper. And then I usually will take a picture of that sketch and bring it onto my iPad and then draw over it and like fix it up and everything on my iPad. And then I usually then send it into my computer and clean it up again, maybe change the colors in Illustrator and Photoshop, and make mock-ups and kind of create all the final files. So I usually, I kind of bounce around a lot from, my sketchbook to iPad to computer.
Do you have a story from a client that was really, a really good story that you always think of, like a fond memory of working with a client that was, that just, you know, people may not know about that you would like to share?
Yeah, that's a good question. I feel like a lot of my clients are really, really great. So, it's like hard to think of. I mean, I think even just like maybe some more recent ones of, actually, I guess I can't say this one because it's, it hasn't been released yet, so there's like an NDA. But I'll say, I did some work for, actually, this is another like Chicago-based project. I did work for the Willis Tower downtown, which is like the main skyscraper in Chicago, and it was the tallest building in the world for a while and all that. And it was fun. They were, the art direction was basically like, just, we just want some like mascots of Chicago. And they just really let me run with it. And so I think like when a client, just kind of like gives me that like creative freedom and trusts me and also kind of has like a fun twist to it. That's just like usually my sweet spot. So yeah, I literally drew hot dogs at a Cubs game and a pizza doing a kickflip and like the Willis Tower as a little character and all these things. And they're really excited about it. And it was just some really fun art direction. And that was a really fun project.
What do you do for fun when you're not illustrating?
That's a good question. I feel like I definitely have a lot of hobbies and I'm also pretty extroverted. So, obviously love hanging with friends and family. And, I grew up playing a ton of sports. So I still, I'll play a lot of sports with friends, whether it's like playing tennis or, pickleball, or we're in like a softball summer league. I love food, and just kind of going around and traveling and trying new food. And, I love anything that's like a new experience. So, travel, food, sports, people, all of that.
Pickleball is fun. I will agree with you. Pickleball is fun. Yeah. Okay. Here's a serious question. Giordano's or Lou Malnati's?
Lou Malnati's.
I agree with you. It's so much better, right?
Yeah. I actually haven't had Giordano's in years.
I talked to a friend of mine who went to Chicago and they ate at Giordano's and I was like, you totally missed out on the best pizza if you're comparing them, right?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I love Lou Malnati's. That would be a dream client.
They're really good. They are really good. So I agree with that. And you're a native. You're from Chicago, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Your opinion matters more than mine because I'm not in Chicago.
Where are you based out of?
I'm in North Carolina.
Oh, okay, cool. That's awesome.
So a couple more questions. Who inspired you growing up?
Oh, like as an artist or just in general?
Just in general. Who in your life helped inspire you to become who you are?
Oh man, so many people. I feel like, and it's funny, even like a lot of my answers, I always have like 12 different answers to everything. Just funny, that's probably how a lot of my work is too. But yeah, so many people inspired me. I mean, I think when I was little, I wanted to either be like an artist, a rock star, or a professional soccer player. So, I mean, one of the first people I think of is like Mia Hamm. But obviously I'm not a professional soccer player. but yeah, I mean, I love like Claude Monet and Vincent Van Gogh when I was little. I remember learning about them, in like second grade. I think I did like all my school projects about them. And, so that was cool, like seeing actual artists. But then, yeah, I think I actually looked up to a lot of athletes, which is kind of a funny answer. But yeah, just seeing people's like, I feel like even I still kind of approach a lot of my work in that type of mindset of just like seeing people's like genuine love for something. Like usually athletes are like very passionate about their sport. It's not just like a paycheck. And so, yeah, I mean, like, yeah, someone like a Mia Hamm who, she was just like so fun to watch. You could tell that she loved what she was doing and, played with so much passion. I actually do feel like, yeah, that translates a lot to who I am as an artist.
What's next for you?
What's next?
Besides the client that's the NDA that, you know, that you're already working on, is there anything else that you want to brag about?
I guess, maybe a fun thing to share is that I'll be doing another like workshop that I'll be teaching with Adobe on their Adobe Live coming up here in the next month or so. We don't have a set date yet, but that's for those that aren't familiar. That's like Photoshop and Illustrator, like that whole brand out in California. So from time to time, I'll be like a guest teacher on there, so I will be doing that soon. And yeah, unfortunately, I am kind of under some NDAs about the other projects that I'm working on, so I can't share too much. But yeah, I have a lot of projects that I'm excited about coming out, and yeah, hopefully, just also having a really fun summer and traveling and relaxing, and yeah, balancing work-life balance would be good.
Balance is good. So what I've learned from you today is balance and be planned and be calculated when you decide to freelance.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, don't.
And I think to not take yourself too seriously.
Oh, of course. I agree with you. You can't take life too seriously. Just have fun, right?
Yeah.
Well,
totally.
Well, thank you, Lisa. I appreciate the time you spent with me, and I really enjoyed chatting with you, and I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was great meeting you, and yeah, look forward to hearing more of your podcast.
Awesome. Thank you, Lisa.
Cool. Have a good one.
You too. Bye now.
Bye.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Lisa as much as I did. Now I want you to fly to Chicago, go to the Willis Tower, and buy some of her swag. And when you do, tell them Work Advice for Me sent you. Hey, don't forget, leave us a good review, no bad ones. You can follow us on Instagram, Work Advice for Me, and you can email me, workadviceforme@gmail.com. This podcast is brought to you by Hopecast. For Work Advice for Me, my name is Brad. I'll see you next week.